Hello,
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hey, how you doing, man? Hey, my name is Steve, and I'm calling in because we are conducting a survey, and I'm trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions for the survey.
I don't know. Questions about what?
Mostly it's like a political survey.
I'm sorry?
It's a political survey.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So that's basically what it is. So the survey we're doing is to help us, you know, better understand what is the most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of each research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completed the survey. Is that okay if we answer a couple questions?
Okay.
All right, perfect. So the first one says, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied with the direction
very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Next one is, when thinking about your issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you is not an important issue to you, and 10 means that you this is a very important issue to you. So I will read you some name and organizations, and then you can let me know if it's very important, this issue is very important to you or not important from 0 to 10. So the first one is jobs and wages from 0 to 10. How important do you think this issue is to you?
Probably 8.
All right, thank you. Next one is crime and violence from 0 to 10. How important is this issue to you?
Probably 10.
Thank you. Next one is democracy from 0 to 10. How important is this issue to you?
10.
Thank you. Next one, health care from 0 to 10.
10.
All right, thank you. Next one, student loan and debt.
Probably 8.
All right, thank you. Next one is climate change from 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. Next one is racism and discrimination.
10.
All right. Next one is reproductive freedom.
10.
Thank you. And, okay. Next is voting rights.
10.
Thank you. Next one is K-12 education.
Probably 10 too.
All right, thank you. Next one is inflation and the cost of living.
Probably 10.
All right, thank you. Next one is criminal justice reform.
Probably 8.
All right, thank you. Next one is abortion rights.
I'm going to take that as choice. 10.
All right, thank you. And next one is immigration.
That's not so high for me. 5. I mean, America lets in who they want to let in.
All right, thank you. So next one says, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2020-24. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? Thank you. What is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic?
I'm Afro-American, but I'm also Native American, so Afro-American is fine.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And let me ask you, are you registered to vote, or like many people, or are you not registered? Okay. Thank you. Do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
I'm not going to answer that one.
You just make up any
other. You put it however you want to put it. No.
All right, thank you. And then, what is the highest level school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's.
Master's. That's good. That's good. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change or issues, no matter that matters to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Yeah.
You said 10?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. And next one is, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter the most to you on your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power
probably
to make
eight.
Change. And 8. All right. Thank you. That's true. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. So the first one is Donald Trump from a 0 to 10. And how favorable do you think this person is to you?
0.
Thank you. And next one is the Democratic Party from 0 to 10. How favorable is this to you?
5. I'm not a party person.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Then the next one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from 0 to 10. How favorable is this person to you?
0.
And the next one is Kamala Harris from 0 to 10.
8.
All right, thank you. The next one is the Republican Party.
5.
5, okay, thank you. Next one is Joe Biden.
5.
Okay. Thank you. Let me see. Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Kamala.
Oh, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but in the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today. For whom would you vote? For the House Representative, the Democrat candidate, or a Republican candidate?
It'd be a Democrat.
Okay, thank you. sorry about that. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote, like Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins, other?
Biden,
all right, thank you. Let's see. Thinking back in the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
That's a toss up. I would say it's gotten better in some ways and the same in others, so probably better.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about your network of friends and associates, will you say that everyone votes? Most of them vote is about half and half. Most of them vote, don't vote, or none of them vote?
Most of them don't.
Okay, thank you. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress that you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country. from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that person or event certainly prevented progress. 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that you believe that that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose from 0 to 10, so it's a little bit backwards. From 0 to 10, 0 means that you believe that that person or organization did not prevent any progress, and did not prevent the country to make any progress. And 10, it means that you believe that person or organization prevented the country to make any progress at all. And 5 will be like a neutral. So the first one is the Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly, from a 0 to 10. How would you scale that?
10, negatively, yeah, 10.
Okay, thank you. Next one is the Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
10.
Thank you. Next one, white supremacists.
10.
Thank you. Next one is Donald Trump.
10.
Thank you. Next one is President Biden.
I would say probably 3.
A 3?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. And next one is Supreme Court.
10.
Thank you. Next one is Governor Kemp.
I'm going to say 5.
Hi.
I'm not fine, but I don't know. He's done some things to help the state.
Thank you. Now, below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in the Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming this obstacle will motivate you, will motivate you or people in your network to vote, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it would not motivate you to vote at all, and 5 means that you are not sure, and 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any numbers from 0 to 10. So this is our policies and statement that you think that have obstructed the progress in the Black community. After reading each statement, you can let me know if that, from 0 to 10, how strongly this will motivate you to vote in this upcoming elections. The first one, it says 14 years after the Affordable Care Act in 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage. After this statement, how motivated are you to vote in this upcoming elections?
Probably 10.
Thank you. Next one is, it says, the 2019 Foster Youth to Independence Program, after 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care, Georgia can request 500 vouchers but has only requested 8. More action is needed, as Black young 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness. From 0 to 10, how motivated are you to vote on this election?
I did not know that fact. 10.
All right, thank you. Next one is the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act support the affordable connectivity program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 monthly on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefits, saving 21.8 million monthly. So from 0 to 10, how motivated are you to vote?
10.
Thank you. Next one, it says the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protests pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers. From 0 to 10, how motivated are you to vote this law?
Ten.
Thank you.
I'm cooking, so we need to roll.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we need to roll food.
Cool. And the last one is we may strive towards building Black power power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement by standing united and maintaining patience with each other. We can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress. From 0 to 10, how would you vote on this one?
10.
Thank you. Thank you for your response. So far, I know it's going to, now I'm going to ask you some questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. So no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you the most? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10.
Where, it's going to stay 10.
Thank you, man. How much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter the most to you, to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter the most to their community.
10. I think awareness is not a problem.
As you may know, there will be an election in the election for President, U.S. Congress, state, local office in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up to prevent people from voting. But as you say now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means thank you. Thinking back the last 4 years, will you say your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Probably better.
Better. Thank you. Do you consider yourself as 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight, you said?
Yes. Heterosexual or straight.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hey, I ask you, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced,
married.
Widow? Thank you. Are you parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Are you Hispanic or Latino or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself as Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Neither. None.
All right. Thank you. So independent. Okay, thank you. So mostly like independent then. All right, thank you. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, party is unlike a lot of people. Party is not where my vote lies.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, Democratic Party, or neither?
Probably Democratic. I have voted both. So. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
The issue and what I'm trying to accomplish.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. That's a good thing about freedom. You get to choose whoever you want. how would you say you describe your employment status? Full time, part time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, or home? Thank you. Last year in the 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Maybe 200K. $150,000, $200K.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good numbers right there. All right, so that will conclude our survey. I would like to thank you once again for taking your time and answering those questions. I know that some of them are a little bit repetitive, but thank you once again for answering those questions.
Thank you.
Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your day. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.